We'd like to thank all those beautiful, patriotic listeners listening to us from the flatlands of Kansas on KSDB Manhattan, the Wildcat 91.9 FM. We'd like to thank those Podomatic subscribers. Those are people that subscribe to the Conscience of Kansas radio program on Google, Yahoo, and iTunes. In the last 7 days, we've had 2,731 new subscribers for a grand total of 302,655 subscribers. Thank you so very much. The call-in number to the program today is 785-532-0919. Our email is ibbotson91.9@gmail.com. In the second half of the program, we will speak to IQ Al-Rasuli. He is an expert on the Quran and Islam. I think you're going to find it to be very, very interesting. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back with our next guest of the program, which is IQ Al-Rasuli. He is an expert on Islam and the Quran. You can find his websites at www.inthenameofallah.org and www.alrasuli.com. You can find his audio work at YouTube at youtube.com/AhmadQuran3. You can find all of these things listed at our master website of Superior Conservative Values at IbbotsonUSA.com. And IQ Al-Rasuli, we'd like to welcome you to the Conscience of Kansas radio program.
Good afternoon to you.
Well, you know, it's our pleasure to have you on the program. We're so happy to have your expertise on these issues. I was wondering if you could tell our listeners just a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in doing the research and the work that you do.
Okay. Could you give me a few minutes?
Sure.
Okay. I was born in the Middle East, and I have an Arab background, and I am a Muslim, a word that has been deliberately misinterpreted by the followers of Muhammad for the last 1,400 years upon a mostly ignorant humanity as meaning peace, when in fact it only means submission. I worked on this subject for the last 23 years. On my own, I did the research all by myself in Arabic, which is my mother tongue. The ignorance of humanity in general and in the West in particular is immense about Muhammad and Islam. Why do I call it Muhammad and Islam? Because Muslims who believe that Muhammad is Rasulullah, which is the messenger of Allah, is the only and the last prophet, I mean the greatest of all of the prophets. So I call them Muhammadans. Islam has nothing to do, by the way, from the word in Arabic, which means submission. Inter alia, it means submission to the will of one God. Anybody who believes in the will of one God or believes and obeys the one God is automatically a Muslim, and that is in the Quran and in the Arabic language. Before we discuss any further, I would like your listeners to understand my point of view. So please allow me a few minutes. I'm sure that many of your listeners are conservatives. So am I. Many of your listeners are extremely worried about the course being taken by the current administration in America and the so-called liberals, who I fear are going to lead us to disaster. Let me put it in a nutshell. In my opinion, the greatest threats human civilization in the 21st century are not nuclear weapons or climate change or global warming. The problem is simply a matter of ideology, but not just any ideology, specifically fundamentalist Muhammadan Islam, with or without weapons of mass destruction. It is not just spectacular attention-grabbing stunts like 9/11 that we need to worry about. It is the everyday sneaky, all around us, insidious encroachment and strangulation of every aspect of our life. It is an irony that the liberals are more concerned, for example, of Israel building extra homes in Jerusalem than with Iran acquiring nuclear weapons. Mm-hmm. Where are the voices of the so-called liberals and feminists when over 750 million women under Islamic Sharia are being oppressed, subjugated, humiliated, and trodden over? Why is their voice deafeningly silent? This is not the time to have conservatives and liberals at each other's throat when we are facing global jihad. Jihad from the Philippines to Indonesia, from Afghanistan to Chechnya, from London to Kenya, from Algeria to Norway, and from the United States to Argentina. While the democracies and their citizens are oblivious. The followers of Muhammad have assiduously and with incredible single-mindedness already started their total war against us. Please be aware that Muhammadan Islam publicly and very clearly stated objective, we see it on television, we read it in the news media, is to eradicate all independent thoughts, ideas, and beliefs, and replace all of mankind's diversity and potential with a single, absurdly primitive and unyielding dogma called Sharia.
Right.
No Christianity, no Buddhism, no Hinduism, no atheism, no Judaism. By the way, under Sharia, it is against the law not to be profoundly religious. This is, in a nutshell, what I think.
Wow, it's very...
Do you have any questions?
Many.
good, I'm glad.
Well, first, you know, I would come back and touch on some of the things you touched on there. You know, in the West, when things like 9/11 happened, or if you followed all the terrorist attacks through the 90s and so forth, you know, we're told by the media, we hear different voices that say, well, yes, there are these terrorists out here that want to kill us, kill Westerners, but it's not, they're taking the religion of Islam and they're doing bad things with it. That Islam is the religion of peace. I know you've heard this many times, and that it's only people that are destroying that religion that are doing these bad things. Is the religion of Islam, is the teachings from the Quran what these radical fundamentalists are following, or are they taking in and doing their own thing and saying that it's the Quran and Islam?
Paul, your previous guy, I don't remember his name, the one you interviewed a few minutes ago.
Yes.
He spoke about radical Islamists.
Mm-hmm.
Please understand from my research, okay, and my language, it's my Arabic, there is no such thing as radical Islam. Islam is radical. It has absolutely no shades. Let's take a Catholic. If a Catholic is a fundamentalist, he believes in the Trinity, he believes in the Church, he believes in the Pope, doesn't make him terrorist. It doesn't make him an extremist. He's a fundamentalist. In English, fundamentalist means somebody who believes in the fundamentals of his beliefs. Very
right.
Simple.
Mm-hmm.
In Muhammadan Islam, the Quran instructs them to hate, instructs them to war, instructs them to kill all so-called unbelieving kuffar, 80% of humanity, all Christians, all Buddhists, all Hindus, anybody who is not a Muhammadan Muslim. This is not to take my word for it. Anybody who studies the Quran will understand that. Somebody will say to me, but how is it possible you've got 1,400 million plus people who can't understand? No, it's not a matter of understanding. Belief is not a negotiable item. They actually believe this is the word of Allah and that Allah is God. Sorry, Allah is not God. Well, let's put it this way. Allah is not the same as the God of Israel, the God of Jesus, the God of Moses, or the God of Abraham. Because when you study the Quran, you will come to one conclusion and one conclusion only.
Yeah.
Muhammad and Allah and Gabriel and Satan are one and the same. Muhammad. When you study the Quran, you will realize that everything in the Quran revolves on the persona of Muhammad only. Don't take my word. I always say, don't take my word for it. Debate it with me.
Mm-hmm.
Try to challenge me. I have 250 videos on YouTube. Nobody has been able to challenge a single one of them and win.
Yeah, they've been
It's not an exaggeration. It's not a boast. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're very educational. I've been through several of them now, and they've really got me thinking on a lot of different things. And I would ask, you know, based on that then, because when we look at things like the Israel-Palestinian conflict, which has been going on for a long time, what I constantly hear is the requests, the demands to Israel that, look, if you just stop settlement building, or if you just give up areas like the Gaza Strip or the Golan Heights or this or that or the other, then the peace process can go forward. We hear this. We see the pressure put by the U.S. and everyone else for Israel to do that. And it sounds like what you're telling me is that based on the fundamental core beliefs of the Quran, that there could never be a peace process going forward because Israel is the kuffar. Israel is the non-believer, and there is no cohabitation between the believer and the non-believer. Is that correct?
Absolutely true. What makes me sick, excuse my language, when Obama went to give a lecture in, or speech in Cairo, and he was complimenting the civilization of Islam. There was no such thing as civilization of Islam. There is no compassion in Islam. While he was talking about compassion of Islam, the Christian Copts in Egypt, who are the original people of Egypt, they are the descendants of the pharaohs, are being persecuted, and literally they're being forced out of the country. The same thing is happening in Iraq. The same thing is happening to the Christians in the territories belonging to the Palestinians. A few years ago, when Israel controlled the West Bank, there were almost 100,000 Christians in the area of Bethlehem. You won't find 30,000 now. A few years ago, there were 800,000 Christians in Iraq, one of the oldest continuously Christian areas in the world. 500,000 now. And they are being massacred, raped, murdered, and kidnapped. How could Obama do these things? How could he say these things? And he pretends that he was educated and he knows history.
Right.
I'm sorry I get upset.
Well, I do too.
But he is the leader of the West. America, by logic, it is the greatest Western country in the world. You have protected humanity for the last 65 years. I'm talking only from World War II. Forget about from World War I and before. It was Americans who sacrificed. America fought the Civil War. 680,000 human beings lost their life. By the way, in 1827, the total number of human beings on the face of the earth was less than 1 billion. So 680,000 at that time, multiplied by 7, is what you will get today if we have any problems with the Islam. And we are at war. We are at war. They have already started it. Again, by the way, please bear with me. The jihad is not a new thing. Muhammad declared jihad 1,400 years ago. And the Crusades were an answer to jihad. Crusades occurred 400 years after jihad. So always you get a Mohammedan Muslim telling you, what about the Crusades? Well, what about the Crusades?
Yeah.
You started the bloody war, excuse my language, so we have to finish it.
Right.
The Crusades were an answer because pilgrims were being persecuted, raped, murdered, and kidnapped. And the Christians had enough. After all, it was the Arabs who took Palestine, or what we call Palestine today, from the Christians, from the Byzantine Empire. But as you said, wherever, in fact, your previous guy said, wherever the Muslims conquered, it is supposed to be forever Muslim. Spain, for example, was called Andalusia. Until today, the Arabs call it Andalusia, and they have every intention of taking it back. People don't want to believe what I'm saying, not because I'm lying. Robert Spencer is another great, he's a fantastic guy. His knowledge of this subject is immense, and he has given lectures to every single leader in the United States, as far as I understand. I looked at TV. It's amazing. And people are sleeping. They're sleeping. Look, almost nobody has noticed the way they have been quietly invading, infiltrating, and conquering our key institutions, universities, schools, local and central government, the courts and legal system, the media, our economies through Sharia finance, even the armed forces where they can, to weaken and divide us in preparation for a final showdown, which is expecting to be a pushover. Let's now concentrate and work together, conservatives and liberals, Republicans and Democrats, together to ensure that it's not a pushover, that they expect, and that they will fail.
Well,
our infighting is going to cause us a destruction.
Well, I agree with that. And but the problem is, though, people that want to bring this information, like yourself, and we've had Robert Spencer on this program as well, and I agree, he is a vast well of knowledge on this subject. But Robert Spencer and others like him that bring this up are just attacked left and right. They're called haters. They're called racists. They're called homophobes. They're hit with all these different pejoratives to try to squelch them and keep them from getting this information out. I've been called different names, you know, for sharing this information, for bringing guests on. And so there is a movement that's only getting worse with the Obama administration that to really shut these people down. I'm actually surprised that YouTube hasn't shut you down, because YouTube shut
them.
Oh, they did?
Yes, of course they did. They shut me down a year ago. And one of my chapters, 211A, which is something to do with Sharia law, they shut it down unilaterally.
Wow.
I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't say anything wrong. And it's a, it was a gem.
They do it all the time.
Really a nice gem.
They do it all
the time. By the way, I have my blog. So everything they shut down is already there anyway.
Well, that's good. Well, let's talk about Sharia law for a moment, because I think it's very interesting. We see it. It ties in exactly what you're talking about. You know, the feminists should champion anyone that wants to free these women from Sharia law. But I don't know that everyone understands it. I'm interested in hearing just a little bit about what Sharia law encompasses it encompasses. And is Sharia law based on the Quran as well?
Sharia law is based on two things. And this is fundamental that everybody who listening to me understands. Muhammad, when he died, before he died, he said to his people, I leave you two things, the Quran and my Sunnah. Sunnah means the way he lived, the way he spoke, what he did, what he thought, everything he did, they have to emulate. That's why I call them Muhammadan Muslims, because they have to emulate exactly what he did. He was the perfect human being. Sharia are rules deduced from these two. Now, if he hates the Jews, which he did, Sharia hates the Jews, which he hates the Christians because they are supposed to be, you know, the Trinity is shirk, Trinity is kufr. So they are kuffar, so they have to hate the Christians. For example, there are 1,400 million Muslims in the world. 1,100 million of them, they can't even read and write Arabic, but they are Muslims. But they hate Christians, although they've never seen a Christian in their life, especially in Pakistan. They hate Christians. Why do they hate Christians? Because the Quran said so through Muhammad. So Sharia is based on both the Quran and Muhammad's Sunnah. Now, in the Quran, it tells the Muhammadan male, he can beat his wife. He can make, not make love, sorry, that's a wrong word to say. He can have sex with his wife anytime, any way, any place. When it comes to the Sunnah, which is Muhammad's life, he beat women. He beat Aisha, his young bride, okay? And he equated women with animals, with dogs and donkeys. I mean, even Aisha in Bukhari Hadith, which is one of the, you know, reports about it, she asked him, why do you equate us women with dogs and donkeys?
Wow.
In under Sharia, this is not an exaggeration, honestly, Paul.
Mm-hmm.
Under Sharia, human females are just one step higher than domestic animals. Just one step higher than a domestic animal.
Wow.
Under Sharia, first of all, her male father, brothers, uncles rule the whole bunch of the family. She is married off because her father marries her off. Even if she does not consent, they force them to get married. She cannot divorce a man after she married him without his consent. Can you believe that? She has to ask him for his consent to divorce. Well, why would he divorce her? He can
right.
Finish it out of her any time.
Yeah.
I'm using strong language, but I'm telling you, it is so obscene. I cannot understand those Americans who call themselves feminists. I cannot understand. For 65 years, they haven't said a word about this subject. I have never read a single document or book or anything about this subject. But they pick on the West. They pick on the democracy. Oh, yes, that's easy game.
Right.
When it comes to Islam, everybody is shtum. Nobody talks anything. Nobody says anything. They're quiet. Why?
Yeah, it's a very good question. And, you know, it goes to the heart of this. It's very interesting when we look at Sharia, because we hear this term, we hear people talk about it, and I don't think people really grasp just how evil an institution that it is, you know, that how women are treated badly, how harsh, extreme punishments are handed down arbitrarily, it seems, in many ways. And, you know, it's just unbelievable that that these things happen. I want to ask you a question. When you spread this message, has it become, because I've known other people that talk about this, and they almost have to go underground. They're under such threat of, you know, violence and death. Is that the same for you or not?
Well, at the moment, not yet. Now, if I have a TV interview, mm-hmm. my life will change.
Mm-hmm.
Because in a TV interview, I'm going to show myself. I'm not going to hide.
Right.
I'm not hiding, by the way. At the moment, I'm not hiding. I don't have to hide. I live my life in full. I have my web. I have the chapters, and every other day or week or whatever, another chapter has gone up. By the way, under Sharia, there is a charter of Umar, which is a rule on how to treat Jews and Christians, the people of the book. And believe me, when you read the rules, they are so disgusting. They are so dehumanizing. They are so insulting. You won't believe it. These things should be shown to the American public on primetime television.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not anti-Islam. This is exactly, see, this, the advantage I have over most people is it's my language. When you listen to me, I'm quoting from the Arabic of Bukhari, from the Arabic of the Quran. So no one can come and say, you are a liar. How am I lying? I'm quoting chapter and verse. I'm telling you which chapter, which verse, which book. And anybody with the minimum of intellect, with a click of a mouse, can go on the internet, can go to Google and check it.
Right, absolutely.
So it is impossible to go and attack me without destroying the whole belief system of Islam. By the way, with all due respect, let me tell you something before I forget. Islam is not a religion. Muhammadan Islam is a cult. It's a cult of Muhammad. And I would like anybody to come on the system, on the radio, to dispute it with me. Anytime. It's a cult. It's not a religion. Religion, in definition, in the English language, go to the dictionary, is to believe in a supreme entity, a supreme God.
Mm-hmm.
A cult is to believe and follow the methodology of a human being. Like Quraysh, David Quraysh,
mm-hmm.
you had them in America.
Right. Oh, absolutely.
The one they burnt a few years ago.
Yeah, absolutely.
So Muhammad, they follow his sunnah. If they follow his sunnah, it is a cult, not a religion. And if anybody can find a single verse in the Quran, one single verse in the Quran that represents a new, practical, spiritual thought, idea, or concept, which is in any way, shape, or form, equal to or superior to anything that Quran plagiarized from the Hebrew Bible and from Christianity, I will eat my hat. It can't be done. No, it can't be done. I say these things to challenge, because it is impossible to find fault with what I'm saying.
Well,
I know it sounds like a boast, but it's not a boast. It's a fact.
Well, absolutely. And ladies and gentlemen, we're speaking to IQ al-Rasuli. He is an expert on the Quran and Islamic religion. You can find his website at www.inthenameofallah.org and www.alrasuli.com. You can find his audio work at youtube.com/Ahmed's Quran 3. We have all of those linked up at our master website of Superior Conservative Values at www.ibbotsonusa.com. I have found a myriad of educational things on all of these sites. And like Mr. Al-Rasuli was saying, all you have to do at YouTube is click and listen, and you get educated. And Mr. Al-Rasuli, as always, we're running out of time before I run out of questions. We run out of topics to talk on. But we want to thank you so much for taking time out of your day to talk on this issue. I'm appreciative that there are people like you and others like you that are sharing this message, because It is not a message that the mainstream media is covering. It's not a message that our administration is going to welcome with open arms. And yet, it's an issue that is of paramount importance. And before we let you go, do you have any parting thoughts you want to give to our Conscience of Kansas Radio listeners before we sign off with you?
Yes, I would like to. God bless you for what you're doing, I promise you. And because very few people are doing what you are doing. People have to be enlightened. And if they're not enlightened, they are easily controlled by the media and by the administration or by anybody. And yet the knowledge is available. As I said, at the click of a mouse, you get so much knowledge. And it's there. By the way, anytime you want me to be on your show, just send me the email.
Well, we'll have to do that because we've just scraped the surface of the questions I want to cover. So we will definitely take you up on that. And IQ Arasuri, we want to thank you so much for coming on the Conscience of Kansas radio program today.
Thank you all.
All righty. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, very happy to have IQ Arasuri. You can find his website at www.inthenameofallah.org and www.aurasuri.com. You can find him at youtube.com/Ahmed's Quran 3. You can find all of those at IbsenUSA.com. All right, running out of time. We're not running out of moxie, though. And we want to thank you all for listening to the Conscience of Kansas radio program. A lot of things going on, and we hope to see you next week. We wish you the best of luck and a bountiful week, but at least the bare necessities, and that's what we're going to leave you with now. You are, together we are the Conscience of Kansas radio program. If you like the program, tell a friend. If you hated the program, tell an enemy, because he'll probably like it. I want to thank you all. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
The simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, or Mother Nature recipes that bring the bare necessities of life. Wherever I wander, wherever I roam, I couldn't be found off my big home. The bees are buzzing in the tree to make some honey just for me. When you look under the rocks and plants and take a glance at the fancy ants, then maybe try a few. The bare necessities of life will come to you. They'll come to you. Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.